The second question said, in contrast, some suppliers are faring well. Bulb Energy, Octopus Energy, So Energy. What has enabled these companies to flourish in the struggling market condition? And is this success sustainable? So to this question, I had an initial response, and it was as follows. For some, it is still early days. We forget that some of this year's failures were yesterday's successes, and we don't know the background to their finances. That said, on a recent Which survey, the smaller energy suppliers fared much better than their big six counterparts. In particular, Octopus Energy topped the table, and there are two observations I have. Firstly, most of these firms score higher in customer satisfaction surveys. Again, Octopus Energy in particular scored a 96% satisfaction rate. This is pretty impressive. Secondly, I feel that most of these currently successful firms have a different offer, a social local offer like Robinhood Energy or Bristol Energy, or a 100% renewable offer in the case of Bulb and Octopus Energy. And these firms generally offer out-of-the-box thinking. I remember that when I worked for Ovo Energy, they were very agile, and they came up with some really great propositions, like interest on credit. They had great web and mobile user experience, and excellent customer service. They were really pushing the boundaries, more so than some of their bigger rivals. And this differentiating and being agile is also something which makes me excited about some of the suppliers, some of the smaller suppliers. As technology is developing at ever-increasing rates and the cost of this technology comes down, we can see that some of these suppliers will start coming up with very new and exciting propositions. I recently noticed that Octopus Energy customers can now pair the world's first time-of-use tariff with the If This Then That app. This app connects various smart technology via algorithms to execute certain behaviours. What this does, it allows Octopus customers to really benefit from dynamic energy pricing. And it is claimed that it saves cash and carbon without customers even having to think about it. Again, this is really innovative thinking, and offers like this add value to customers. And this type of proposition using technology and adding value means that this firm has something different to offer than just price. And then the final question was, what advice would you give to energy suppliers in terms of their priorities for business transformation during 2019? So I had a few points. So firstly, do not underestimate the impact of social obligations and think how you're going to deliver them. Many of these suppliers that went under had to deliver these obligations, and I believe that they underestimate the impact on their customer bills and the time lag it takes for this to take effect. Maybe speak to a great consultant who has experience in this field. Secondly, find a way to differentiate other than price, greater customer service, new technological offers, etc., as you will start to struggle to compete on price alone in the future. Thirdly, focus on the long-term fundamentals over fast growth at all costs. If you're only competing on price and the long-term fundamentals aren't in place, you're not going to sustain it. It's a marathon, not a sprint. And finally, what is your margin for safety? With volatile wholesale prices, the price cap, social obligations, and potentially having to pick up the tap of other failed suppliers, you will need a margin of safety. What you don't want is to run so lean that a warm winter will wipe you out. So, again, they're my thoughts on the current energy market, really, and some advice. Let me know what you think.